Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all the things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. This weekend, the Church in the United States begins the observance of National Vocation Awareness Week. And in this time, we are invited as a church to contemplate the vocations of the priesthood and the consecrated life, to think about what that means to us as a church community individually and also as our church as a whole, and to pray for priests, to pray for religious brothers and sisters. And as our readings today are very much focused on priestly ministry, I want to spend just a little bit of time talking about the priesthood and reflecting on the priesthood. For me, the priesthood is never abstract. That might seem obvious since I'm a priest. That's my life. But what I mean by that is the priesthood always has a face. There's always a face to the priesthood that we encounter. When we think about the priesthood, we think about people. People we've known, for better or for worse. It's the priests that we have known in our lives who have ministered to us, who have been a part of this community, that, as I said, for better or for worse, has become the image of priesthood for us. And when I contemplate that, I think of a lot of priests that have filled my life. I know a lot of priests. And some of those priests have truly been very holy men. People that have inspired a sense of holiness within it. And to be honest, some others have really struggled. They've really struggled with their own sense of self in ministry. I know priests that seem to just wear the priesthood very easily and move through that in a way in which there just doesn't seem to be much struggle there. And I've known priests that have left. I've actually testified in 3 laicization processes for priests that walked away from the experience of priesthood. I've known very good priests, and I've known priests that really weren't all that good, to be quite honest. But I have to say that overwhelmingly, really, for the most part, the priests that I have known have been men that have wrestled with and tried to be faithful to God's call in their life, and have tried to be people of service, that have tried to be people that are for others. And when I think of those people, those men, the face of the priesthood that I have come to know, I remember also with gratitude that those very same faces are the faces that stirred something in me, that invited me to contemplate offering my own life in service to the church. My brothers and sisters, I love being a priest. I love being a priest. And that's not to say that sometimes it's not really hard. It is at times. Imagine your marriages, your lives, are very hard at times as well. But the priesthood to me is a great blessing. The priesthood and the faces of the men, so many men that I've known, that have put on these vestments and have come to serve among the people of God, is something that I feel is holy and sacred, a real blessing and a joy in my life. We hear in our readings words that are spoken to priests or from priests. And frankly, the Old Testament reading and the Gospel reading are pretty stern, hard words that are being spoken. God speaks in our first reading to the prophet Malachi, to the priest, and he condemns the priests of the temple. And while we're talking about the priests of the temple, nevertheless, it becomes something that I think calls all of us to really reflect on who we are. And the priests are condemned because the priests no longer point to the presence of God, they point to themselves. Because the priests no longer teach the truth, but lead people astray. Because the priests play favorites. In our Gospel reading today, Jesus outlines for the people that are looking at him, he points to the scribes and the Pharisees, but he makes it clear that he's also calling those who will follow him, his apostles and their successors, that they better consider what it is that they're doing. And he condemns the Pharisees because they lead a double life. They don't practice what they preach. They lay heavy burdens, but they don't help with those burdens. They don't really love, but instead draw attention to themselves. And so, my brothers and sisters, we know what we don't want priesthood to look like. We know what ministry is not supposed to look like. But then we hear the Apostle Paul speaking to the Thessalonians. And he speaks of priesthood in his ministry as a mother who loves her child and is gentle and compassionate. He speaks of a priesthood in which the priest wants to make himself known. That points to the gospel, but does that in a human way. That wants to relate, to know, and to be known by the people that he serves. The priest is called the one to point always to the person of Christ and the presence of the gospel, to be a person of service who lays down his life in service for others. That, I think, is a face of the priesthood that we want to see, a face of the priesthood that we need. I've been reading recently some works on St. John Vianney, who is the patron saint of diocesan priests in particular. And I want to read a small excerpt. I won't read the whole thing because it goes on for pages. But it's an excerpt of his catechesis on the priesthood itself. And the language is a little different than what we're used to hearing. But I'd like you to bear with me for a moment. My children, we have come to the sacrament of orders. It is a sacrament which seems to relate to no one among you and which yet relates to everyone. The sacrament raises man up to God. What is a priest? A man who is an icon and holds the place of God. If we had not the sacrament of orders, we should not have our Lord. Who placed him there in that tabernacle? It was the priest. Who was it that received your soul on its entrance into life? It was the priest. Who nourishes it to give it strength and to make its pilgrimage? The priest. Who will prepare it to appear before God by washing that soul for the last time in the blood of Jesus Christ? The priest. Always the priest. And if that soul comes to the point of death, who will raise it up? Who will restore it to calmness and peace? Again, the priest. You cannot recall a single blessing from God without finding side by side with this recollection the image of the priest. The priest is not a priest for himself. He does not give absolution to himself. He does not administer the sacraments to himself. He is not for himself. He is for you. The priesthood is the love of the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our brothers and sisters, we need priests. And as our readings remind us, we need good, holy, healthy, happy priests. And while that priesthood may not belong to any of us in particular, it belongs to all of us. Nourishing and raising up our priests belong to all of us. This year, for the first time in a number of years, the Archdiocese of Indianapolis did not ordain a man to the priesthood. And this coming summer, we will ordain one. We do have men that are offering their lives generously to the church, but we need more. We need good, holy, healthy, and happy priests. And we need to pray for that. Priesthood is not an abstraction. What is the face of the priesthood that you want to see? And when you see that image in the life of a man, then invite that image to come forward to offer its life in the service of the church. My brothers and sisters, priests don't come from out there. They come from right here. From our family. From our community here at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. From our homes. Pray for priests. Pray that the Lord send laborers into His harvest. After Mass this weekend, we'll have prayer cards that list all the priests, or all the seminarians and those in formation for religious life, the men and women in formation for religious life here in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And I invite each family to take that card home and pray for the people on that card. Tim's on that card. Our own Jeffrey Mooney is on that card. The priesthood has a real face to it. And so look around. And if you see somebody that you think embodies those gifts, if you see somebody who carries something that you want to see in your own priest, ask them. Invite them. So that all of us can celebrate the great gift and the mystery of God's love in our lives. All of us can be more faithful in how it is we're called to be a people of love and of service. Amen.